The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in. This is the Gill Report with a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. Are the 2018 midterm elections shaping up to be the blue wave that the mainstream media would believe is coming, where Democrats trounce Republicans across the country and retake the House and the Senate and then impeach Donald Trump? Well, maybe in their hopes and dreams. That's certainly the way the mainstream media was painting the Republican primary and Democrat primary in Texas a few weeks ago. They were proclaiming that energized Democrats were poised to make history and turn Texas blue. But then Election Day happened, and Republicans were the ones that actually set a Texas primary turnout record. And in that Pennsylvania special election where Democrat Lamb defeated Republican Saccone by a mere 0.2%, well, that's in a district where Democrats actually have a 50,000-vote registration margin. And for the Democrat to win, he had to run against Nancy Pelosi, sidle up to Donald Trump, run as a pro-tariff, pro-gun, pro-life Democrat, which isn't going to exactly take place in most of the parts around the country. He also outspent the Republican 5-1 to get that narrow 0.2% win. So is a blue wave coming? Well, there may be chances for Democrats to pick up seats in the House because 38 Republican House members are not running for re-election. Now, the leftist media is proclaiming that this means they see a doom and gloom scenario ahead where they're getting out while the getting's good. Well, that might be the case. Or there could be some other reasons for the high turnover among Republicans. Over a dozen of the 38, just about a third, are running for higher office, like Steve Pierce in New Mexico, who's running for governor. Or closer to home, Marsha Blackburn and Diane Black, who are both leaving their seats in Congress to run for senator and governor of Tennessee, respectively. Others, like Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan, are retiring after decades of service. Duncan's been in his House seat in East Tennessee for 3 decades, the seat his father held for 23 years before that. So some of them are just tired. And several have been committee chairs, very powerful committee chairs, who are being forced out by the Republican rules that force chairs to leave their seats after a certain period under their term limit rules, meaning that they can either return to the less powerful and rank-and-file service or seek other options, like seeking a position in the Trump administration. Now, there may still be a blue wave in the midterm elections, but more likely it will be one of those modicum elections where it'll tilt a little this way or that, with Republicans gaining seats in the Senate and Democrats, sort of like in those TV commercials, getting close, but no cigar. We'll talk more tomorrow. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Gill Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com to find more about the stories we've talked about today.